If you can't afford to financially support the audio project on Patreon, I completely understand. Please enjoy all of the stories that are here on the site for free. And if you're able to, share your favourites, comment, and let the guest writers and readers know that you love their work. If you would like to support, patreon.com/girlonthenet. You'd be surprised how much you get for very little money.
This is Your Task for Today, written and read by the Gentle Dom. Your task for today is to make it through reading this entire document without coming. Sounds easy, you say. It's just a page or two. Do I think you have no control? Of course, I'm going to be stroking your cock as you read. Feel it? My soft hand wrapped around your cock, slippery with the lube I applied just a moment ago. See my pretty polish? Black, my winter color. Such a contrast against your pale cock, although I think that even now, as the blood is flowing in, it's turning an ever more solid shade of pink or purple. You can do it. I know you can. You're my good boy. Say it. I'm your good boy. I can follow directions. I can be obedient. See? I know you. I know you want to make it because I gave you clear instructions, even though part of you knows I don't. Part of me wants you to fail because then I know I have complete control over you. You couldn't do it. You couldn't resist me. Let's see what side wins out. You can look. You can take a peek over the screen. If you want to see one finger teasing the head of your cock in that special place, you know the one, right there. That place where I can just gently stroke a half of an inch in either direction, and soon you'll be leaking for me, moaning. There it is, isn't it? Right there. Can you feel the anticipation starting to build? Your cock starting to twitch in my grasp, trying in vain to thrust, if only I would let it. Maybe a little droplet of pre-cum sliding out of the hole, running down your shaft like a little tear of joy. You can thrust for me, baby. Just a little. I don't mind humoring you. You can pretend it's my pussy you're fucking, or my mouth. After all, it's so close, I could just lean down and... Well, don't get ahead of yourself. Go on, thrust for me. Hump my hand. You're getting desperate enough to do it now, aren't you? Even though you know you look vaguely ridiculous, straining upwards, biting your lip, humping my hand like my eager pet, and concentrating hard, dying to get there and trying to hold back, because I told you, you're not to come until you finish reading this. Oh, are you blushing? I think you are. Don't hold back. I love to see you blush for me. Even if I were to lean down, my hair brushing over your thighs, my hot breath so close to your cock, and then one lick, just one little lick, you can take it, can't you? Even though your balls are starting to tighten, to ache, even though you can practically feel the cum rising into your shaft. That's just an illusion. It's still neatly tucked away inside you, and it's only to come out when I say. And then I'll get you nice and empty for me. Then I'll milk you dry. But first, let's just think about something. Something a little naughty. Something that I know you want. my mouth down here doing a little bit more than licking. Oh, yes. Taking the head of your cock into my mouth and sucking gently, nursing at your cock. Not too much pressure, not too little, just enough to keep you exactly where I want you without going over. It's a lot, but you can manage it, I know. But then, let's add an idea. I think you know the one. It's the one where you open your mouth nice and wide and get ready to suck. You do have quite the oral fixation, baby. It could be my fingers. It could be a gag. It could be my strap-on. But anyway, you'd be eagerly lapping at whatever I placed in that orifice and really giving it your all. But let's be more specific. It's not my fingers. It's not the gag, tempting as it may be to hear your muffled moans underneath it. It's not my strap-on. No, it's cock. It's hot, thick, veiny, real bio cock, attached to a very nice but rather insistent man that you're going to drain him, that you're going to be a very good boy and help him come in your mouth. Can you feel it? How he twitches? How he pushes? How he holds the back of your head and pulls you closer, thrusting deeper and deeper, harder and harder into the back of your throat? Try not to gag. It's unbecoming. Although I know it's hard not to, you are a bit of a cock slut, aren't you? You can say it. I'm a cock slut. I'm your cock slut, ma'am. And yes, you are, baby. And I love it. It must be getting challenging now, thinking about that nice big cock in your mouth getting so very close to spilling over. My warm, wet mouth milking your cock, so leaky by now, so engorged, so needy. It's hard to remember who you are, isn't it? Are you the one who's sucking, or are you the one who's getting sucked? Are you the one who's taking, or are you the one who's getting taken? Maybe you're both. Your cock says you're both. And now we're getting to the end of this little story. You've almost made it, and if you can just finish, you'll get such a lovely reward. That nice, insistent man is ready. You're going to feel him pulse in your mouth and then hear his groan. And he's going to flood your mouth with cum. And you're going to swallow every drop like the good little slut you are. And as you do, maybe you're that man. Are you that man who needs to come, who needs to empty himself now, who's been my sweet, obedient boy, my delicious little pet, and gets his cock milked because he knows that I know about those urges, that I care about those urges, that he needs me to help manage them. So difficult to control, so eager, so desperate, so wanting. My mouth is waiting. If you liked that, you can find more audio porn at girlonthenet.com/audioporn and more of me at thegentledom.com.